Today's scripture is found in the New Testament, in the Gospels, Luke 2:29. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, in the light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel.
Father, you are sovereign Lord, and I thank you that my eyes, like Simeon's, have seen your salvation. I thank you too, Father, for the light that you have given me to hold in this world that's filled with darkness. Revive me with the glory of your presence, and let me forever sing praises to the Lamb of God. Amen.
Today, just think about it. Simeon had been searching for the Savior all his life. Notice how Luke describes Simeon as righteous and devout, and says that the Holy Spirit was not only on Simeon, but had promised him that he would not die before he saw the Lord Christ. The Spirit led Simeon to the temple courts that day, where he took the boy, the young child Jesus, in his arms and uttered today's scriptural verse. Think of a time that you were that hungry for Jesus, a time that you waited and we're willing to wait your life to get what God has for you.
Today's action. Pray for a heart like that of Simeon. Today's treasure is found in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 16. After this I will return, and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up.
Simeon spent his life waiting for that short, fleeting moment. He didn't keep Christ for the rest of his life. He didn't have him. He went to the temple and spent a few moments with the Son of God. And yet he left completely satisfied. How much more can you have, my friend, if only you'll wait on the Lord? You'll go into your prayer room and wait on the Lord's presence.